Blog Talk Radio.
We're saving our lives. Yes, do we make a better day?
see trees of green. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
But if not, there was a day when many of the Israelites found themselves in bondage in Babylon. There was a king of Babylon by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. You read about him a good deal in the book of Daniel, and it stands as an epic that will remain stenciled on the mental sheets of unfolding generations. Nebuchadnezzar was a mighty king. And when he ruled, he ruled. And when he issued an order, he meant business. And Nebuchadnezzar issued an order. He made a golden image, and his order was that everybody under the reign of his kingship had to bow before that golden image and worship it. Now, those of you who read the Bible remember that story. One day Nebuchadnezzar called in the judges and the governors and the sheriffs, and they had a dedicatory service for this golden image. And then he said to them, I'm instructing you to see that everybody bows before this golden image. There were three young men around there. One's name was Shadrach. The other one's name was Meshach. And the other name was Abednego. And they answered, and I read it from the scripture. I said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is
obstacles in your life. I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go.
And give it to God. He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
feelslike.com. And go to prophecy, and I want to give you a prophecy. I just call when I'm not busy I can give you a prophecy right there on the phone with you. I tell you, tell you, I and I Bible study and Bible class, bring Bible. And, you know, I was with teachers, but they, you know, when you just go so long, they cut you off. You know, when you go over time, like sometimes they let you go over. But Mary, I'm praying for you. And I'm looking at doors open up. Doors open up. And doors open up, things work. That thing will open up a door. The door will work for you. So I want you to get ready for God to bless you real good tonight. It's time to get ready for the word. Now, God is the healer. And then we're just saying in the record, cancer, teeth, God heal all that. But you got to get deep in the word. You can't let the gift of God for you. Tonight, I claim your healing. You ain't got to claim it. I claim it for you. I claim that God heals. Find soul here. I think that what the devil tried to steal, God gonna restore it to you. Devil, loose your hope off of the man, off the woman. Those that mess with the children of God, they gonna die. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God's life. And be healed. Ain't no virus, no sickness, nothing can hold you when God, glory, hallelujah, got around you. And you ain't around by with your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, bless me. Lord, sanctify me. Feel me. Deliver me. And God will do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. When God will do it for you, I'll do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. God will do it for you real fast. And in a hurry. God will do it for you. And quick, fast, and in a hurry. As he do it. You know, he's going to do it for you. So tonight, I'm talking to somebody that they can't make it. Let me tell you something. There's a door going to open up for you as I speak tonight. I'm going to pray before we get started. And we can get your Bible. Pray for the white, going to pray. And we're going to get ready to have a good time in the Lord. When you get your pens and paper, what the scripture I give you, and once you read it, it'll come back to you. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. I want to send you the miracles of Jesus. Proverbs 22:7. Proverbs 4:22. Job 33:14-33, okay, Master Musa, the of Jesus, Exodus 14:14, verse the King of God, Exodus 20:20, the angel. Powerful scripture I'm giving you when we get started. And it will open some doors and take your enemies and make you where you won't kill yourself. If you're ready to kill yourself. And I want to give you songs in St. Michael to you because St. Michael will work out what needs to work out for you because you need St. Michael to do some things for you, okay? And when you read St. Michael, Revelation 7, Revelation 12, verse 7, Michael and his angel will work it out for you, but you got to let him work it out. I want you for God to bless you. Don't forget, we are on, and share it with your friends. I have a young lady told me she was a prophet chief. I don't know if she can know. I might have a, you know, if you give it to yourself, I want you to pray for yourself and your family. Pray for others. In Abaddon, this is death angel. Some people being killed, shot, and hurt because of evil. They're doing evil things. That's happening. You know, if you find things that's going on, they open up doors. So you got to get your and your walk with God. They'll come to kill and destroy. And he's come to life and more money. That's what it says. That's what we want God to bless you tonight. As we meet tonight, don't forget, if you got a meat plant, you can put my website. That's GovCBAMULSITE. That's the miracle of you. And going in the end of December, I got a project for 2023 and 2024. Some of the stuff I prophesied my brother White last year and this year. Some stuff I told him last is gonna happen about the shutdown of the government. It's always been prophesied. But I'm gonna prophesy this to you when you listen. We're getting ready to go into a cyber warfare. That means they'll shut your computer down, they can cut all the lights off. The bridges, that's why everybody race is going to go to the moon, where they can be in charge of things. But going on in 2020, we're going to have a cyber warfare. And I believe they got technology that's going on now. And you can get up with the program, and the program is God. The days that they have clocks, but I got to for all of them out the closet. God is out the closet and he ain't playing. He's going to kill you or you're going to walk with him. But the way of sin is death. The gift of God is kind of like he told Moses tell Pharaoh, let my people go. That's all the message he gave Moses. Whatever you said, Moses, is going to come true. Those that are anointed with God tonight, reason you ain't healed, you ain't asked to heal. But you're going to pay all kind of money for surgery, all kind of pills. You ain't had a pill. This pill for this, this pill for this, pill for this, and this pill for the nature. I said, well, you need all them pills. You need one prayer from God, and you can peel away. Let me die in the arms of God, and God ain't come to heal you. His son Jesus to have life and have it more abundantly. Okay, everybody. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. I want you to get ready. I'm asking you to ever loose that money. Somebody's money tied up. I just got that message. Loose that money, you demon. Let that money go. If you're not paying money, woman have a money, let that son have money. Break that yoke. But the angel took care of you. I'm praying for different families tonight. And going into December, I really want to pray for Reverend Donna Coalition, Eastern Spirit, man. Reverend Donna Lab for all of them next Tuesday night. So I'm going to talk to them and talk to all of them that work in the movement down below all of them. You know. And we're gonna go into that, but tonight is for you to buckle up your belt because we're going to about 90, we're going up to about 100 feet in the ride. So we ain't got the seat belt on. I'm talking about somebody's gonna leave tonight here. Somebody's gonna leave tonight all night. I bound every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. And I was talking about this, and I told you to preach. He didn't say, I'll do what you preach. Preach the word of God. He will release you. The door will open. Don't worry about the door. Just keep preaching. when you walk, when somebody walks and says, "Come on, you're on your way out." Something about God healing your body, man. God healing your body. Now, I got a prophecy for everybody on tonight. I'm going to give you a scripture, and you read that scripture yourself. Okay? I want to go to 35. You know, your, I hope you know your last number of your phone. 35, 37, Psalms 28 and Psalms 6. 53, 50, Psalms 1800. 18, Psalms 88, Psalms 81 and 66, 81, 38, Psalms 32 and Psalms 16. I'm giving you some prophecies through the scriptures. 39, 20, Psalms 24, Psalms 14. I'm going to you, I got the five for all of the prophecies of the scripture. Write this scripture down where you are at. 37:11, Psalms 37:13, and somebody else with you, I'm going to read Psalm 17 and Psalm 15. Brother White, where you at? Right now. Now, okay. Psalm 69:34. Psalm 54:55. Okay. And we're going to get in the word in a minute. White.
Bishop, you're breaking up. I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can barely hear you, but just go ahead with that. I don't know, this phone messing up again
well,
on me.
We do my prayer for him every night. So I want him to get what God got. So that devil don't want your phone to see. You can have another lady. Can't you still have a phone mess up? She would got a new phone to still mess up. She had to go there and see it. Look, something messing up. So we just gonna work through that. Like Dr. King said, we was doing a ride in Chicago. Dr. King said, there was with the phone. Mess with the speaker, they don't want you to know what's the phone. Said something, brother.
Did you say something?
Yeah, I hear you. You sound kind of low.
I know, but the thing is, when you speak, it's garbled. I can hear some of the things you're saying, but then I can't hear everything. So just go ahead on. I'm gonna work on my phone. I'm gonna go back to AT&T tomorrow and see what's going on.
Yeah, because I'm gonna see something.
So I know we need to have clear communication. I know that. Okay, I don't hear no garble.
You hear clear now, right?
I hear you clear, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I did some adjustment with the computer.
Well,
we're going to pray with the Bible and get the Bible. Give him a little power. Father God, we come in the name of Almighty God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Father God, we come because you God of our ancestors. Everybody that's on tonight, bless their family, bless their children. Open up a financial door. Devil, lose your hope. Let that man go, let that woman go. And all them lights and backside, I curse you and put you in the pity. I call on the name of Almighty God, touch the family. Let them come out of jail. Let them come out of prison. In the name of the Father, the Son of the Spirit, that family will leave tonight. Heal them right now. That mama, that lost daughter, that dad, that lost son, the family in the grief right now. In the devil lose your assignment of the family. Devil lose your hope of the children. That sickness.
Raphael, heal.
The young folks. Heal that family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I can hear the black Holy Ghost. I told y'all didn't like me tonight. God is doing something. God is working. And all you got to do is get in the way. You can't stop God. Now, I'm going to say this. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. That's a divine law. God said man and woman, and God don't change. Let me say it again. God don't change. Man think he can change, but he can't change with God. The storms and the floods. I'm praying for the people in Alabama that lost with the Mobile, some down in some parts of Louisiana. I'm praying for that family. There's no sorrow in heaven tonight. If God take it, bless be the name of God, he's going to get back to you. Double hope. That means that you got to pray a little harder. And God, whatever was taken, God going to restore it. But you got to walk in faith. You got to walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Get your Bible. Tell God. Don't tell me. Tell God what you want. And I'm going to meet you halfway. And God and the angel answer is going to meet you the rest of the way. Glory. Hallelujah. God, why don't you give a prayer?
Father, we come in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ just to say we thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for another opportunity to come bold before your throne of grace to say that we love you and we thank you for all the revelation knowledge that you've given to us. I want to just say to the people on behalf, Father, that you have given me a specific passage of scripture to allow them to meditate on so that they will understand when they are praying that Jesus must be manifested in their body. And not only in their body, but in their flesh, their dying when disease come in it. He wants them to understand that when we are attacked by disease, death is the flesh has to die before the body dies, and that we must address with Jesus that let the manifestation of Jesus be in the flesh with the word of God, and then when that happens, God will give you perfect peace, and you will know that you are healed. And then you will have to speak that healing, continue to speak that healing, so that you will understand. Now, Father, I just thank you for giving me these scriptures, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 10 and 11, that we want you to meditate on, God wants you to meditate on, so that you will understand that is the heart of healing in the body. And Father, I thank you for giving me this to give to the people. In Jesus' name, we pray and say, amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Brother White.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told him a month ago there would be a hurricane down in Florida back. And sometimes the public didn't pick it down. I told him, how are you? Right now, we got the volcano blowing things. God is making some new earth. So when he cleans some stuff out, you don't know who we are. So what that makes me know, Brother White, and probably God is not pleased with what's going on around the world. So what we have to do is walk in the one of God and do the salvation of God and walk in faith. So much evil going on in high places, but God can take it down. I don't care. This is global, warm, global, until man obeys God. to you repent, not to me, to God. God, and those that don't, he's going to pick them out. Now, you know, all the violence that's going on now across this country, somebody calls for that. So you have to understand, when people get stopped in their homes, in the schools, in colleges, and can't nobody stop in high school, in grammar school, in the university, down at Gremlin, James, down in New Orleans. Eight people got shot, one got killed. Same that on both sides. That's the work of Abaddon. And Abaddon is the angel of death. If you got the call on God and the will and vision, God bless you. Go on, brother. Don't talk.
I want them to understand the very thing that he wants them to know is that we must address situations in our lives in the flesh. And the reason I want them to meditate on that because, see, when we start praying for people, I want them to understand that some of the prayers, they're going to have to say the things that we say and have to lead them in prayer because God wants us, he says, in John 17:20, he says, neither pray I for these alone, but for all of those who believe on me with their word. So God wants you to address yourself, the problems that are in you, by using his word, using the words of Jesus to manifest Jesus in your flesh as well as he is in your heart. By having you to understand that you have the mind of Christ, and that the mind of Christ, when something happens to you, your mind tells you then that you have to go to God. Well, that's God being that's Jesus being manifested in the body. To move it further, you have to go from there and understand that he tells you in Proverbs 4:1, he says, "Hear ye children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding." He's understanding. So what he wants you to do is he wants you to allow him to let you, allow him to talk to you so that you can hear him when he tell you about Proverbs 4:1, hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Hear that voice and hear that scripture, bring it back to you by John 14:26, so that you will know now you got to seek the scripture that addresses your specific part of your body, the organs of your body or the tissues of your body that are being attacked by Satan, which brings death on the whole body. But then he wants you to understand that, see, death working in us, but life, death working in you, but life in us. In other words, when Satan comes to attack you, he brings death with him. But he wants you to understand that if you address it the way he wants you to address it, then actually death is telling you, you got to go to Jesus with the scripture to bring life back to the body, to that particular structure in your body, which is going to give you life to the whole body. And that's what he wants me to try to get you to understand. Go back to
your brain. Now, I'm going to ask a question. If anybody got a special prayer they want to pray for something wrong, press one on your hand, and I know you want us to pray something specially. I see somebody in here, but I'm with you to tell me. I'm with you to somebody in here got a problem with the kidney. Somebody got a problem with the headache. Somebody has a problem with their liver, their lung. Somebody has a problem with their knee. Somebody can't sleep at night. You're sleeping in the daytime, but you can't sleep at night because you're being tormented by demon spirits. Now, the spirit shows you that. Now, you can say, it's me, bishop, it's me, and we're praying. But if you don't think I'm nothing wrong with you, I'm going to let it stay right where it's at. I'm not going to pull no demons out. I'm going to leave. And you ain't got something on that. It's like God talking to me, not going to get this over with. The wage of the sin is there. This is Bible. Bible study. And it says, let the elders come and lay hands. And the evil of the prophet. So when the prophet prophesies to you, lay hands on you, brother, you can get healed. Young lady, you can get healed quick, fast, and in a hurry. But you have not, or you ask not. You go around looking cheap, you won't die, you go to hell, because you won't obey God. There's lots of people right now, brother, like, they ain't gonna make it. Because they have sold them out. They're so caught up in the look of. And it's going to load you up as low as you can go.
Yep.
And can't nobody keep you out of there but God and prophets that God sent.
Amen.
In Matthew, the fifth chapter, the devil said, if you be the son of God, turn your block, these rocks into stone and into bread. Think of it a minute. Every word between you and my God.
Not too strong, I'm telling you, the word of God, your faith will heal you.
Your consistent in the power of God. Somebody talked about it one minute, they thought it was a train. It was God letting you know you got all power. Do what you want to do, but God is in control. Until you return to God. And when you repent to God, man, when you repent to God, everything in your life becomes 360 degrees all around. You got to get ready. You know, I was telling Brother White, we got to come in your prayer. We got to sit in a seminar in Chicago, in Detroit, in Minnesota, wherever we got to go. God already said, Bishop, you got to go.
Jesus to be manifested in your mortal flesh. Mortal means flesh that can die. That's what he wants to happen. If you speak these scriptures, Jesus is going to manifest himself in you and also in the witness of Jesus. He's going to bring
he gonna tell you what he wants you to speak. And the Holy and the Holy Spirit in John 14:26 is gonna remember for you to have you to speak what Jesus tell you to speak. So once you get the rolling in that, he gonna feed a whole lot of things to you, because you know the instructions of life, Proverbs 4:1-7. You need to know that, because he wants to make his scriptures manifested in you. You ain't gonna have to remember all the stuff yourself. He's gonna bring it to your remembrance. That's what John 14:26 is gonna do. That's what he does for me. And he don't have no respect to person. If he do it for me, he gonna do it for you too. But you gotta get all. You gotta start meditating on the scriptures that we're telling you, so he can feed you. Because
what you want to pray for you for? 3711. There's two people there in the house. What you want to pray for? Your line's open. 3711. You want special prayer? Okay, I guess they must be off the line.
I will pray for them too if they want something to be prayed for. Because God has given me prayers. He's been giving me prayers every night to pray.
Okay, I hear somebody, young lady. You on the line?
Me, Bishop. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Well, this is Deborah, and I would like special prayer also, Bishop, for me and my family.
You and your family. God's going to give you a breakthrough. Call this number, and as you pray, not only tonight, I'm going to put your name on the altar, and whatever you need, me and Mr. White
yes,
going to pray, and God's going to do something for you. Pray, Brother White.
What does she want prayer for?
For her family to be blessed.
Father, we come in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just to say we thank you for another opportunity to come for someone who needs their family blessed. Your word says, ask we shall receive, seek we shall find, knock and the door will be open. Everyone that has received it, them that knock the door is open, and those that seek it they shall find. Your word also says in the same chapter of Matthew 7, in 7:11, it says, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you give good gifts to yours? So I didn't get the name of the lady who was asked to be prayed for, but Father, you know who she is. So I decree that she be blessed with Hebrews 4:12, which says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing partition of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of thought and intent of the heart. In other words, Father, you're telling me to tell her that we're blessing her with Hebrews 4:12, that it is going to bless her to tell her to decree whatever it is she wants in her family. This is just a general prayer, but the Hebrews 4:12, with whatever she needs, and that would be her faith. And Mark 11:23 is another scripture that would be her faith. We decree on her. It says, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in their heart, but believe in the things she say shall come
Amen.
To pass. She shall have whatsoever he said. And Father, we also bless her with Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit, offer himself without spot to God, purge her conscience from dead work and the members of her family from dead work, that they may come on one accord to serve the true and the living God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you let the manifestation of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, which deals with having the manifestation of Christ first in the body, that is having the mind of Christ, and then having the manifestation of Christ being manifested in her body for specific situations and for specific areas of her body, wherever she needs help in that area. In Jesus' name, we want to thank you, and we decree this upon her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. And everybody else that gets prayer, we're going to be on tomorrow with the Thunderbird. So everybody's going to get the
if they have somebody with cancer, if they have somebody with cancer, bring them on. Because God has given me some prayer. He has given me some prayer for cancer.
Well, they need to come on because December the 1st is the night. And I want them to read, before you go to bed tonight, set a glass of water up and read the number of you want to drink it, bathe in it, sprinkle around your house. But I'm saying an angel, Raphael, the healing angel, and Michael. Michael is the protection angel, and Raphael is the healing angel. So them two angels going to visit wherever the sound of my voice goes. Them angels going to heal if anything that's corrupting you, that Michael out of your way you can rest. In the name of the Almighty God, I call it done. I say that they're going to cut me off, but I say, and it's going to come, and it's going to be a blessing.